Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
Hey!
Hello!
We're here! Yes, I love the energy, Nia. I love it. Y'all, this is about to be good. I'm just saying, we're about to get in it today. So, hello, BE community. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone has had a great week. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just came back from the park. We had a welcome event for our students. So, I was out there in the sun today. I played a new game called Sequence. I don't know if you played that card game, but I won twice in a row. They're like, beginners, look, you know, they were hating on me.
How do you play Sequence? I've never heard of that.
Nia, have you ever heard of the Sequence?
I have not.
You gotta school us. You gotta break it down.
It's a card game,
and there's a board with all kinds of different cards. And you start off with like 6 or 7 cards, depending on how many players. And you have like these kind of like tokens. Like each person has a token, and it's a different color. And the goal is to get 5 in a row, kind of like checkers.
Okay.
And a little bit like Uno, because you have to say Sequence when you get 5, and you gotta say it before somebody else says it, but the goal is like to get 5 in a row, up or horizontal or vertical or diagonal, and so it's kind of like you gotta think, because the cards on the board are randomly put in spaces, so you can only put your coin or your token down based on the card that you have in your hand.
And oh, wow.
You put your token down and put your card down, and then you draw again. And then it's the next person's turn.
So you were schooling the students yet again. Yet again.
That's interesting.
Toya's a teacher, y'all, in case you didn't know. She was schooling them even with the games.
And wow. I played Uno today, but I didn't win.
Uno has gotten like, it's got all these different rules from when I grew up playing it. I was like, wait now, you can switch be stacking. And I was like, wait now, okay. So wild card, you could just make up, put whatever you want on the card. I'm like, are these legit rules? Like, who'd have made this up? So
it's a lot.
Oh, I've heard of Sequence. I remember as you were describing it, I could see the boxes like blue and white, but I've never played it. So
it was my first time playing it. So, you know. The first time they were kind of trying to walk me through, and then when I started winning, they're like, next time, we're not helping you. You're gonna have to just play.
I love it.
Oh my god,
I love it.
Wow. People get mad when you start winning.
Yeah, girl. The hate is real. So if y'all have not noticed, we have an amazing guest with us today, the amazing Nia White. And I'm going to read your bio, because the bio alone is going to pique everybody's interest, where they're like, wait now, we got to see what they're talking about today. Okay, so first off, Nia S. White is a native of Savannah, Georgia. She attended Georgia State University and graduated with a degree in sociology. Now, while living in Atlanta, Nia began runway modeling professionally and found her love for fashion. In 2021, Nia started her Facebook series, Serve Your Curve, yes, exploring life, love and fashion from the curvy girl perspective. And from there, she started a t-shirt line of the same name. All right. Now, in May of 2022, Nia produced her own fashion show. It was a sold out full figure fashion show in Savannah, Georgia. All right. And then in February of 2023, Nia was afforded the honor of walking in New York Fashion Week. Oh, we got to hear about that. And she's also slated to hit the fall fashion runway this fall as well. So we're excited to learn more about that also. Now, after being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, Nia has embarked on her own health journey and has lost 120 pounds in the process. Now, that's another person. Okay, but anyway,
it is.
She lost 120 pounds with training and nutritional changes, and she documents her workout sessions on social media, so you can follow her there if you're interested. We'll give out a handle shortly. And then also, she's encouraging others to get moving and to become their own version of healthy, all right? Nia's philosophy is that God put us all on this earth for a purpose, and life may throw us curveballs, but hey, one thing we can control is our health and how we present ourselves to the world. So Nia urges people to look good, to feel good, and to do good. Y'all, that was great. Yes. So give it up for Nia.
Yes. Real impressive.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
I am in that curvy world, and I love that you are modeling and, you know, embracing health.
Yes.
And curves and body image, positive body image, what the world needs for sure. I know for me, after having four kids, like my weight went up and down, and growing up, I didn't really have, I didn't struggle with weight until I started having kids. So I know for me, it's been a journey of health and nutrition and making sure I am exercising and doing a lot of self-care.
Awesome.
I love it. Well, y'all, before we dive into learning more about Nia's story, we got to get the backstory on how our paths crossed. Okay. So this segment is called What Had Happened Was. Okay. So last weekend or a couple weeks ago, you may have seen on our feed, you know, we was in these streets. Toya and I, we've been trying to get out here and network a little more, y'all. So we was in these streets. We had the opportunity to attend the Black in Brunch, or Brunch in Black, excuse me, sponsored by Rich Girls HQ, which amazing. It was an absolutely amazing event. We were invited by the wonderful Wanda White. She was actually on our podcast last season. And so she invited us to this amazing event, and it was like top notch, y'all. Like, as soon as we walked through the door, they were turning up. I was like, wait, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock, but they were turning up. The DJ was on the ones and twos. The food was smelling good. They had a nice little area for you to do boomerang pictures. Mimosas were flowing. It was like excellent. And so Rich Girls HQ, they have 5 pillars that they speak to, where they celebrated, and they celebrated 5 women that supported or represented these 5 pillars. And so Nia actually won the award for Rich in Body. Okay. Clearly, based on her bio, you know that's why she won Rich in Body. But had to tell the story because we both were stretched that bit, you know, out of our comfort zones, you know. But it was a great day. We both won some amazing prizes. So tell us about your experience at Brunch in Black.
I had so much fun. You guys know I am an introvert, but I know I do a lot of extrovert things. And they asked a question and said, tell us one thing that you learned about someone from your table. Mm-hmm. And I started walking up to the mic. I raised my hand, and they said, come on up to the mic. I was like walking up. And in my mind, I was like, girl, what are you doing? You know you did not do this type of stuff, going up to the mic in a room full of all these strangers.
Courage.
Shout out to Pam. She had recently got her LLC. So I shouted her out. And then I was like, heading back to my seat. And they're like, wait. You didn't tell us about you. So I was like, oh.
Break it down. Break it down.
My name is Latoya Moore, and we just started our 7th season of Becoming Eva.
Yes.
We are so excited. To me, I felt like I was definitely out of my comfort zone going up there, and I sat down, and I was like, my, that was not me. I don't know who that was.
Her, look, y'all, her hand shot up. I said, okay, Toya, okay, go ahead, girl, go ahead.
Gave me a fabulous white bag, yes. A white purse. You know, we all love a nice handbag,
yes.
So I was super excited.
Yes, and then I'm telling you, the Rich Girls HQ organization, they just did a phenomenal job, and they were doing giveaways throughout the brunch. And so one of the giveaways was for who can remember the 5 pillars of Rich Girls HQ. And so I raised my hand. I was like, I want a prize. I want something. And nobody else was raising a hand. I was like about to like fight to get up there. So I ran up there, and we talked about how Nia was the recipient of Rich in Body. And so they had Rich in Body, Rich in Mind, Rich in Spirit, Rich in Relationships, and then of course, Rich in Wealth. And so we named all of those, and I got this beautiful painting, y'all. I think I posted it probably on my personal page, but I was like, oh my gosh, like they gave some great, great gifts, you all. So it was an amazing event. Check out Rich Girls HQ. If you have not already, you can visit their website. You can visit them on social media to learn more about them. And yeah, that is what had happened and how we met the amazing Nia. So we're going to dive on in to your origin story. All right. Take it away.
Well, before we do that, I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us about your rich vision, Nia.
Oh, that's
if you
good.
Don't mind sharing with Becoming Eva audience a little bit about your rich vision.
My rich vision, some may think this may be far-fetched, but when I made it to New York Fashion Week as a model, that is like top tier. So I was like, I need to be in Milan. I need to be in Paris. I need to be in Kenya. I want to be an international runway model. So I have those in my mind. I believe God can do it. He can do anything. I believe it can be manifested. And it can happen. So that is one on the modeling side.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I also want to start curating more events for full figure women. We need it. We need our community. When I did my fashion show, it was so amazing. I had so many women come out and put on their best fashions. We gave away a best dressed award in the audience. The models, they were just like, Nia, when are we doing this again? Like, there was a year ago and people are still writing, when are we going to do this again? And so I want to do not only fashion shows, I want to do some speed dating. Let's do some pool parties. Let's do all type of things, but specifically curated to full figure women so we can continue to uplift each other and just motivate each other and keep each other healthy and accountable. And just have some fun, you know?
Love it.
Yeah. So I want to do that.
I love that, Nia. I'm here for it. I'm telling you, I'm here for it. Because, I mean, growing up, I've dealt with being curvy and what you would deem full figure most, if not all of my life growing up. And so at times it's been a stigma, a negative stigma attached to it. At other times it's like, oh, we in right now, you know? And then it's like, okay, no, I just want to be healthy. Right. So I've, you know, run the gamut of emotions and experiences regarding it. But I am so excited in this day and age to just see more representation and more support when it comes to curvy girls and us celebrating our bodies are literally the bodies that God has given us, you know, and then celebrating them. And then at the same time, trying to figure out, okay, what is the best version of myself? Not comparing myself to, you know, what I see in a magazine all the time or what I see on television all the time, but what is the best version of myself physically? What does it look like for me to be at top notch health-wise, you know, at my ideal weight? What does that look like for me, you know? So I love it. I'm here for it.
Me too. And for me, not about comparing my pictures from like college and like, well, man, like, you know, I was in top-notch shape and just really learning to love my body and strive for being the most healthiest version of myself, and just being thankful that I was able to birth four kids,
amen,
for healthy into this world. And I've got all the womb marks and stretches,
beauty
and
marks,
all over my body. But I'm very thankful for being able to do that and just learning how to love who I am and make healthy choices.
Amen. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your rich vision. And it is not far-fetched, girl. Not at all. Like, not Milan, here you come. Milan needs to get ready for you. That's all we saying.
Because I never thought I would have made it to even New York Fashion Week. So I'm about to do my second season in 2 weeks. So next week, actually. So I was just like, it can happen, definitely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into your origin story and how it all started.
Yeah. Right. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, what it was like growing up in your family. So just a little bit about you.
Oh, this is my favorite story. I'm originally from Savannah, Georgia. I am born to two amazing, amazing parents. Oh. Gary Swindell Sr., God rest his soul. He passed away in 2020 of COVID. Mm-hmm. And my beautiful mother, who is here with me, Priscilla Swindell. She is a 30-year special education educator. But aside from education, because my dad was a teacher as well, they're both creatives. They met acting. My dad was a musician. My mom was an actress as well. And so growing up, and then I have a younger brother. Well, he's only younger than me by 17 months. Gary Swindell Jr. He is a gospel artist and minister. He's amazing. My parents cultivated living in your creative space. Not only education, we definitely need our education, but living in your passion. We know that God created us for a reason. One thing my brother constantly says is we're all here to answer a question in this world. So whatever you're passionate about, whatever is your purpose, is here to answer a question. And my parents love telling the story how they named me. My name is Nia, which is Swahili for the purpose of beauty. So not just, a lot of people just know purpose, but this can go further to the purpose of beauty. And they said when I was born, I was just so beautiful. So that's what they named me. And it's so beautiful how all my life, I'm 37, and I've always felt comfortable showing people their beauty, showing people their worth, even as a little girl. Oh, you look so pretty. You look so pretty. Oh, you look so handsome. I found my purpose in that. A lot of people just like, I feel so much better talking to you. We were always singing, dancing, being around so many people. So when I went to Georgia State, I went for sociology. Well, it started biology, then education, then went to sociology. And while I was there, I've always been tall. I'm 5'11", flat footed. So with heels on, I'm like 6'3". I'm always girly and flashy. And so Georgia State is all downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so I was walking to class one day downtown and this man stopped me. He was like, oh my God, you have an amazing walk. We're having this full figure fashion show. I've never heard of a full figure fashion show, not out. And he was like, you should audition. It's this weekend. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go. So you guys, long story short, I went to this audition and I got 3 opening spots in the show. And if you're a model, if you open or close a scene, that usually means you're the best. They want to start it off well or end it well. So I got 3 opening spots. I did a solo walk and I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I love this. And I met so many beautiful women there that are still actually my sisters to this day. Several of them came to my show that's last year. That was almost 10 years ago now. That was in 2008. More than 10 years. Wow. Long time ago. I didn't realize it was that far back. So after that, me and my sisters, we just started modeling. Like every weekend, I was booking the show. even while I was in school. I just kept booking shows and booking opening spots. And so eventually I met this lady named Giovanna Reyes. She had a boutique called Curvista Boutique, and I ended up being one of her brand models. I ended up joining a modeling troupe called Curvy Cuties, and we started modeling and dancing around Atlanta. We went to North Carolina. We went to Florida. We had so much fun. Eventually, so then I graduated, and I came back home. Well, I came back home first before I graduated, and then I got married, and I kind of stopped. And I call myself being in retirement. And then... let me see. In 2021, I decided to do the fashion show in honor of my father. Like mm-hmm. I said, my father was very big on living in your creative space. Yeah. And I was like, I want to have a fashion show in honor of him. And so COVID happened. So we had to push it back to 2022. And mm-hmm. I had ended up having a sold out, full figured show. And I just know my parents are so proud of me. And I just felt such purpose. And then Miss Giovanna ended up calling me back many years later. I didn't know she even remembered me. She was like, she called me the Walker of the South. The Walker of the South in this fashion show in New York Fashion Week. And so February, I went up there and I ended up in two scenes and it was amazing. And they have called me back to go September 10th. So I am so excited. So that's long story short of how I started modeling. But within that, I started doing some confidence coaching. A lot of people ask me, how are you so confident? How did you get like that? A lot of people started coming to me about posing. I help several photographers with posing their clients and things like that. So it just kind of took a whirlwind and snowballed into this Serve Your Curve movement that I'm encouraging people to serve their curve, whatever that is. I don't care if you're size 2 or if you're size 32. It may be your smile. It may be your heart. It may be your booty. It may be your boobs. It may be your fabulous hair. It may be your work acumen, your work ethic, your servant's heart, whatever that is serving it to the world.
Love that.
Yeah. Shout out to your parents.
Yes.
Oh, the education field and the creative spaces. It's right up my alley.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And we're Christians. So we believe in God. We believe that God has us here. So whatever we can do for the edification of the glory of God and to build his kingdom, that's what we do. That's our job.
That's amazing. I'm glad you mentioned that because typically we do ask our guests, like, how did you develop your personal relationship with God? You know, especially mm-hmm. growing up in a Christian family, you know, if you're raised a certain way, if you're, you know, you're in church every week or what have you, it's easy to say, okay, yeah, I'm a Christian. But, you know, as you go into adulthood and go off to college and things of that nature, you really have to decide, okay, am I going to do this thing for myself? So for you, when would you say you began to personally develop that relationship with God?
Well, y'all, I have to say, even from a child, because our parents, we were big on Sunday school. Mm-hmm. We were very big. So my father definitely honed in on God is in everything.
Mm.
My dad was a musician. He was almost a musical savant. He could play almost any instrument. So in the flute, my mother danced in her dancing and acting. Yes. We found God. We found entertaining people, making people feel good. We were very big on serving. My parents took us to soup kitchens at 5 and 6 to serve the homeless. So my brother and I learned from a young child that God is in everything. So whether you want to bake, whether I want to model, whether my brother wants to sing, God can use that to build his kingdom, to help others with their purpose.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. And so how are you using your passion for fashion and serving your curve? How do you use those items to really support those around you in your life?
So because I'm so tall and just big, I'm a big girl. So people come to me, people stop me all the time. And so I use that to even for a moment, oh, you look beautiful today. Oh, you smell so good. Oh, you look so handsome. Young children, girls come up to me all the time. I use that time because we can never forsake just speaking life into someone. If me telling someone they look beautiful that day helps them go a little further that day, if because I look good, they feel good at a size 22. I'm a size 16 now. But I was a size 24. That was the biggest I got up to. But I still held my head high. I still walked with confidence. And so I use, once again, my motto is, if you look good, no matter what the size, you feel good and you do good. So if my purpose is looking good and feeling good for God, help somebody else feel good so they can fulfill their passion in the world, I'm doing my job.
That's good.
And like I said, in the models in my show, several of them have gone on to start their own things, modeling troops and modeling groups because they felt so good being in my show. I have a little girl I'm raising now, and people constantly, she's only six, but people are constantly talking about how feminine and cultured and confident she is. And that's us speaking into her spirit. So that's what we constantly try to do. However, I can motivate somebody to feel good so they can go on and live their purpose. That's what I'm here to do.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm long-winded, y'all.
No, this is great. This is good stuff. I'm telling you.
Good.
So what prompted you to start your own Facebook series, Serve Your Curve?
Mm-hmm. Whew. So I was procrastinating. God told me to do it a long time ago. But during the pandemic, you know, everything kind of went virtual. Mm-hmm. And like I said, people ask me a lot of questions, whether it's about fashion, whether it's people are constantly asking, girl, where you get your shoes? I wear a size 13, 13 wide. Where do you get your groove from? What do you think about dating as a curvy girl? Because I'm a huge proponent of online dating. Mm-hmm. So I decided one day I was listening to my pastor, Apostle Kenneth Roche of Branded Hearts Ministries. And this one day on virtual service, he was like, do it today. Mm. Don't stop waiting. Do whatever you're supposed to do today. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it today. I called my cousin. I said, girl, bring your camera. And I went in the backyard, set me up a little picnic area, and we recorded three shows in that one day, and I did a 10 show series for over 10 weeks, and a lot of people watched and were like, when are you doing season two? And I was just like, oh, people want to hear me, people want to see me. So that's how it started. Just people are constantly asking me questions, DMing me different things from my curvy girl perspective. That's how that started.
I love it. And you definitely have a magnetic personality. I mean, it was evident from, you know, the brunch in black, you know, and so I could see how people gravitate towards you. But now I do have to ask, like, mm-hmm. where do you get your shoes? Because that's amazing. For fabulous shoes.
Right.
And size 13 wide.
I'm a size 10. And I feel like
it's a struggle.
You
know,
if you don't get them as soon as they come off that's the truck.
You have to.
Out of luck.
Well, here in Savannah, we used to, we have a store called Shoe Show. And they a lot of times have big girl sizes. And so I go there online. I've discovered one called Lonnie.
Okay.
L-O-N-I-E. Another one, I forgot what it's
That's
called.
Okay. If you remember, let us know later. But we got Shoe Show in Savannah, if y'all are in that area, and then Lonnie.com, right?
Yes.
L-O-N-I-E.com.
Yes, that's it. So, they have some beautiful
shoes. I just wanted to put those tips out there because mm-hmm. people may be wondering. So
yes.
I love it. I love it.
And Torrid. Torrid has, they have a nice selection of shoes as well.
Yes. So. Yes. Torrid is great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So literally you've got this Facebook series and people are going crazy over it, probably because they see themselves in you. Again, you've got this magnetic personality, but then at the same time, I feel like you represent so many of us that are trying to find our way in our curvy bodies and may be struggling with confidence, may be struggling just with insecurity or what have you. And so literally to have you just take that step of faith, like praise God for your pastor, number one, just saying, yeah, just do it. But then praise God for your obedience. Like that is huge. And so literally, so you've got the series and then you got into when you actually hit the runway and started modeling from week to week. I'm curious, like, did you encounter any challenges as a curvy girl, or as a woman of color, or just, you know, just those, I think of like when you think model, at least when I think model, I'm immediately, my mind goes to the size zero, tall, you know, Caucasian woman, blonde hair, blue eyes. And of course we've evolved over the years, but we've got so much further to go. So especially when you, I mean, you've made it all the way to Fashion Week. So have you encountered any challenges along the way as a curvy girl or a woman of color? And if so, like, how did you overcome them?
Most definitely. There have been times where, they didn't have room for the curvy models to get dressed. The straight models, which, and curvy actually starts at a size 8. You are considered a full figure model from size 8 on up. Wow. So a lot of times I was in a show where, well, there have been several shows I've had to do my own makeup. I had to do my own hair. The straight models were in the chairs first. So that's how I learned how, honestly, because people always ask me, how did you learn to do your makeup? I had to learn how to do my own makeup to match the other models. I had to learn how to do my hair quickly to match the straight models who went before me. And of course, you know, being a Black woman, you know, especially a dark skin chocolate.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't have things to fit you or things that match your, good thing our color can kind of go with a lot of things, but you usually get the last, the slim pickings of the garments. So yeah, even up to the show I did in February, you know, Miss Giovanna, she was there. She made a space for us. No, give my girls their privacy. Because people were kind of walking in and out of our dressing room.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, this is their dressing room. You know, so even in that, but they ended up, you know, obliging us. But it took someone saying something.
Yeah.
Because people were just kind of, you know, oh, the full figure models, you know. So we still have a long way to go. And also, even in February, that was one of the only full figure shows in New York. During that season. So we still have a very long way to go, but still just knowing that this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's where your own self-worth and my confidence in knowing that this is where I'm supposed to be, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm supposed to be here. So I'm gonna make some space.
That's so good. I love it. If they don't have space at the table or a seat at the table, then bring your chair and move on in.
Like, right. I'm here. I'm in my folding chair.
Yes. Now, okay, for those of us that have never been to Fashion Week, can you just give a little, like a high level overview, number one, of like what it is, like what purpose does it serve as it relates to the fashion industry? But then also, what was that experience like, you know, back in February, and then now you're preparing to go again? What was that experience like?
Well, most people know New York is just one of the meccas of fashion. That's where a lot of designers go. So during Fashion Week, it's like on hyperdrive. All you see is street fashion. People are trying to bring out their best fashions, trying to get photographed for applications for Facebook, Instagram, streetwear, not only just designers. This is also a great time for designers, a new and up and coming, to put their things out there, to get on the runway, to get, like I said, newsworthy pieces, get photographed in magazines. And then as a model, like I said, this is the perfect time for you to go on auditions, meet other models, network. It's a great time to become favorites of certain designers. There are a lot of models who become favorites of certain designers and they end up coming with them. I went to LA actually in April and did a show in LA and I met a designer there. I was just supposed to go and help, and I ended up in her show. She was like, "Ooh, you're a curvy model." I said, "I model too." She's like, "Put this on," and I ended up on the runway. So I've made that connection. So it's New York is just fashion on crack during Fashion Week, and it's just so vibrant. And like I said, because I'm a creative, it's just there's music, there's colors, there's patterns everywhere. It's beautiful. It's such an amazing experience. And while I was there, I made some connections. I ended up sitting front row for two shows. And I saw like an international show. It was beautiful garments from Africa and in Asia. It was an amazing experience to be there. So I'm so excited to go back.
I love it.
It sounds like a fun, lively environment, like the culture, like as she was describing it, like I was like visualizing.
Yes, it's amazing. So even if you don't make it to the Dolce & Gabbana show, the Chanel show, which is amazing, I believe I'm making it there too. I went to the shows in Brooklyn and they were so funky and streetwear style. Yes. And it was so awesome to see people's pure passion and artistic expression through the garments, even if some people don't think it's, you know, high end or luxury, you know. So it's really cool.
I love it.
Whew. I do have a question. When I was in college, I tried to do a little bit of modeling.
Mm-hmm. And learn some every day, y'all. Every episode.
Wow. I did a little bit of modeling, and there was a modeling company that me and my friend were trying to allow them to be our agents. And he told me, he looked at my body and he was like, "You're too top heavy and your bottom is too skinny." At the time, I guess I was not proportioned. So what do you do, or what do they do for the women that may not quite fit like the skinny or the full figure, or maybe they're not like tall enough, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because mm-hmm. I think my friend that went with me, like she was short, like kind of short, technically short, what you would not typically consider to be like a model height. So she was a little bit shorter than me. And then me, he said I was too top heavy and I needed mm-hmm. to kind of even out. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so this is what I tell people. There are so many types of there are so many areas of modeling. So with runway, that's my favorite part of my, I've done some print, but mm-hmm. I like runway because I'm tall. Because like I said, in heels, I'm like 6'3", 6'4". But runway, they want to see the garments flow on your body. So a lot of times when we're top heavy, which I can be too, but I'm a little more proportionate, boobs bounce and it's distracting to them, or they don't feel like it looks proportionate in the garments and things like that. So that's their ideology on it. Like I said, it's becoming way more inclusive. Praise God. That's why I did my show, so I can have every size of full figure women represented. But a lot of times they look for more curves in lingerie modeling or swimsuit modeling. Mm-hmm. People who have more muscular tones do better in athletic wear. If for Nike, Reebok, some people who have beautiful hands and feet become hand and feet models. Some people with beautiful skin, skincare models. So there are so many ways to still model, but find your arena, you know, that you fit. But I believe everybody can, you know, they can be more inclusive, definitely. But that's usually my answer for that. For now, until it becomes more inclusive, find where you fit.
I believe, if I remember correctly, he told me he could see me as an athletic type of model at the time.
Yeah.
He was mm-hmm. like, that's not really what we specialize over here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was like, you got a cute face, though.
Right.
You got a cute face.
We always got a cute face, but nothing else, right?
I love it.
Yes.
Now, you know, before we cannot end this interview without talking about this weight loss journey.
Like, okay.
I'm still in my mind trying to calculate. Like, I get excited when I done lost 20 pounds, girl. Right. You done lost 120 pounds.
When I lose 2 pounds, I get excited.
There you go. Like,
2 pounds. Amen. 2 pounds.
You know, we take the wins wherever we can find them over here. But literally, that's a whole other person. So
that's
on that journey. Like, what did you do? And how long did that take? And what is your lifestyle like now? Like, take us on that journey. I got to know.
Well, let me tell you. Actually, this started in 2017. Mm. So going back 6 years, I've been losing that weight over this time. That's when I found out I was diabetic in 2017. Gotcha. And they were like, part of this is you need to lose weight. I was 350 pounds. That was the biggest I've been.
Yeah.
And at that time, they put me on all these medications. Then eventually, maybe 2 years later, they put me on Ozempic. That was before it became this big weight loss thing that size two women are getting, trying to get our medicine to stay skinny. And so, like I said, they just put me on that to help with my A1C and my insulin. And that began me dropping weight. Yes. But like I said, that's been over the course of since like 2019.
Okay.
But in 2020, when my father passed from COVID, so he had diabetes, high blood pressure. So those are the other sicknesses that are affected through COVID. And so I was like, you know, underlying symptoms, you know, underlying diseases. So I definitely was like, I need to make sure I'm healthy, you know? And then I also, like I said, got custody of my goddaughter and I want to be here for her. And eventually I'm still thinking about having my own at least one.
Yes.
One child. So I want to get healthy. I still want to stay curvy. I still want to stay soft and plush, but I want to be my version of healthy. So I enlisted my good trainer. Her name is Terica Crawford. We call her Coach TT of Pressure Fit Fitness. She is amazing. I go to her 2 to 3 times a week and we focus on weight training. We focus on nutrition. We look at my macros, what I eat, how often I eat. I eat more now than I did before, but it's just eating the right things, right portion control, drinking my water, things like that. And just getting moving. I started working with her consistently in March, right after Fashion Week, because I was like, if I'm gonna be on these runways, I gotta be healthy. You know, I can't get my legs cut off, you know, can't afford that. I started with her in March and I've lost 30 pounds just working with her.
Wow.
Since March. Just consistently getting moving. And you all, I feel so good when I go to the gym.
Yes.
All these years, you know, I'll go here and there. But just to go consistently, I'm like, no, I got to get to the gym. I have to get to the gym today. And she's an amazing trainer. She keeps me accountable. She keeps me pushing forward when it hurts. She keeps it going. And she helps me to stay curvy. She was like, you do not have to be skinny. None of us have to be skinny to be healthy. And I feel my healthiest right now. I'm able to walk upstairs without getting winded.
Yes.
I'm able to run around with my baby girl. I'm able to do those long runways in those 5-inch heels without being winded. And that's such a blessing to me. And I, you know, I just want to live for a long time, you know? So that's, in long story short, how I got there. Medication management to training consistently and nutrition.
Wow. I think that is, it's wonderful that you use practical steps, because sometimes I think when people want to lose weight, they always want to lose it quickly, like the fastest method possible. But you are saying it took you a time span of 6 years to lose 120 pounds, but it took weight training, it took healthy eating habits and consistency. I think that was the key word that you used, was consistency.
Because
a lot of people will just want, like, what's the fastest way mm-hmm. for me to lose 120 pounds? But, you know, I think that's the safest way to do it is over a long period of time. And yeah. it helps you to, like, keep the weight off.
That's the goal, to keep it off and to maintain it. Yeah. So I'm so glad. And just and getting away from, I have to be skinny. Or, you know, the doctor's telling you, you have to be a size six to be skinny. No, I feel very healthy right now. I feel very healthy. And like I said, I'm constantly telling people, find your version of healthy. Find your version of fit. I feel very fit right now, you know, even at a size 16, you know.
Man, so. That's amazing.
Yes. Woo!
I feel like you've given us so much during this interview. Like, I don't know if there are any, you've given us a lot of tips and words of wisdom. Is there anything additional you want to share regarding that specific to our BE community?
Something I learned recently, I looked up, God told me to look up the definition of confidence. Mm. And it is the true and firm belief in a person or thing. So when people constantly ask me, how are you so confident? I just have a true and firm belief in who God made me. So I just encourage people to, no matter where you are in life, body-wise, confident-wise, to find your true and firm belief in who God made you, and know that you're fine, you know, and you're going to make it. You're going to lose the weight. If you don't want to lose the weight, walk in it, baby. Wherever you are, find what works for you. Find your healthy, find your confidence, find your fashion sense, wherever you are. If you don't like it, change it. If you're not going to change it, step in it, walk in it, serve your curtain.
So good.
That's where I go. That's what I say.
I love it. And you've already given us a taste of some of the things that you want to do in the future, but mm-hmm. can you tell us a little bit about what's next for the amazing Nia White?
So we're definitely, like we said, going back to Fashion Week next week.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps asking for season two of Serve Your Curve. So I'm working on topics for that. I'm thinking about another t-shirt. I had a t-shirt line that said Serving Curves. So I'm thinking about another t-shirt line there, because I had this big group of full-figured women modeling the shirt, and it was a beautiful, beautiful photo shoot. So I'm thinking about doing that again. I have some fashion things in the works. So hopefully that'll come to fruition soon. And you'll see my name on some labels. That'd be great. So. Yeah. That's where we're heading. That's where we're going. And of course, another fashion show. Everybody keeps asking, Nia, when are you doing the next fashion show?
Yeah.
So I'm praying I can get that done 2024.
Well, we got to follow you so we can keep up. So you want to share your handles on where people can follow you and find you?
Yes. On Facebook, it's Nia Swindell White, NIASWINDELL. White, like the color. And then on Instagram, it's Nia.S.White.
Yes.
All right. We are so excited about your future and all of your plans. And we're going to be supporting you and cheering you on and watching.
Y'all come to the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Let us know.
I will make a plan for that.
Please.
I love it.
Fabulous.
Do you have any top picks that you would like to share about anything that you've been reading, watching, or listening to?
The most recent book I read was Viola Davis's biopic, autobiography.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so inspiring. Just her journey to where she is now was just, it gave me so much motivation. I was like, if she can start from where she started from, I could definitely keep going. Because I didn't deal with a fraction of the things she went through. So that's definitely a top pick. Viola Davis's book. I forgot what it was called.
That's Viola all right. Davis. You can find it. Yeah.
Music, of course. I'm very biased. Gary Swindell Sr. He has three singles out right now. He's working on his album independently. They are called, one of his singles is called Strong Enough. Then there's one called Manifestation Chant, which is like booming everywhere. Jamal Bryant said that is the anthem for his church this year.
Right.
And then his third single was called Outpour with Yael. It's so beautiful. So please download those on all streaming services. They give so much motivation and inspiration every morning when we get in the car. My baby girl asks for it every morning before we go to school. Play Manifestation Chant by Uncle Gary, please. You know, and it's a great way to start your day.
Amen. Keep it in the family. Keep it in the family.
Yes. You will be blessed.
So we have a segment that's called Noble Character, where we like to acknowledge women in our lives or in the community that is being inspiring or a role model to us. So we wanted to take this opportunity to allow you to represent or acknowledge a woman in your community or your life that has character, noble character.
Oh my gosh, this is a no-brainer. My mother, she is here, Priscilla Swindell, but I am so, it's beyond bias. My mother is an angel on earth, literally. Like I said, she embodies grace and a servant's heart. My best friend said the other day, she was like, your mom is always serving somebody. And I was just like, yes, she's constantly serving children, the elderly, anybody around her. And I say this all the time, if I can just be a mere fraction of the woman my mother is, I would be okay. And just, and even with my father passing, they were married for 36 years.
Wow.
Their love was just so beautiful and so inspiring. And to see her strength during this time, missing her partner, and just how she's picked herself up and moved forward and just continued to emit joy to people and God's love and protection has just been so inspiring.
I love it.
And can I love her so much. She's so amazing.
Can you share your mother's name again for us?
Her name is Priscilla Swindell.
Yes. All
she
right.
Always has this big beaming smile for everybody who asks and who needs it. And she has the most famous hugs. Everybody knows about Priscilla's hugs.
Yes.
Her hug and her smile just brightens people's day. And it's so amazing to watch how she's just a mother to so many people in our community and just around the world, because she was an army brat, so some people know her in Germany, people know her everywhere.
She worldwide, she glows
worldwide. Oh my gosh, she's amazing woman.
Wow. Well, Miss Priscilla Swindell, you are a woman of noble character.
Yes. Well, this has been an amazing interview with the wonderful Miss Nia White.
Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Absolutely. We have thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. Thoroughly. So we following you. We keeping up with you because we got to know when the next fashion show is, when the next second season of Serve Your Curve is, all that.
We
need to know. We need to be in the loop. So, and we invite our BE community as well. Follow the amazing Nia S. White on all social media platforms. And yeah, keep up. Find out what's next. I love it. I love it.
And all right, Becoming Eva crew, we want to hear from you all. Don't forget to DM us, or you can put it in the chat. Tell us who you want to hear from. What topics do you want to talk about? So hit us up.
Yes, hit us up. And next week, we will actually continue in the Rich Life series with the amazing Patrina King. She's actually going to be talking about being rich in relationships. So we're excited for that. Another amazing woman that we were able to meet at the Brunch in Black. So join us next time for that. But yes, y'all, we appreciate y'all joining us for this episode of Becoming Eva, and we look forward to seeing you next time. So we'll see you soon.
And don't forget to get your merch from becomingevatoday.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Becoming Eva Today. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, y'all.
Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.